He did not teach with lectures or through books. He taught by examples and through one-liners, call them ekvakyas. A compass provides direction and shows the way out of the wilderness. That was his main business. He was a Mahaguru who not only removed darkness, but also taught us to do the same forwards. Spiritual compass. Born in a simple family, in a simple town, and having had a simple upbringing, Gurudev should have been steeped in tradition, social norms, and common attitudes. But he was not. He managed to climb out of his skin of conditioning and taught and practiced fair play, rising against the practiced ills of society without fear of reprisals from friends, family, and others. Such attitudes come naturally to those who are advanced in mind and evolved in spirit. Their direction of thoughts and attitudes change from those that are mundane and lead to paths which are off the beaten track, and hence they can be considered to be spiritual compasses. One such was he. Bindu Lalwani elaborates.
One beautiful word that maybe covers everything. Sahaj. Bhakti with him was sahaj. Very simple and achievable. There was nothing preached that was difficult to achieve. Baby steps, baby steps. A very simplistic way of spirituality. It was not turning into a sannyasi. It was staying within the parameters of grihastha. You have to have children. You have to get married. You have to fulfill your duties towards your siblings, your parents, your children, your household. And at the same time, complete detachment. Detachment within attachment is what he preached. You are not allowed to disappear on anybody. You have to be available to everybody. You have to be available to your parents, your children, your business, and your bhakti.
The race was not between us, but with ourselves. We had to better the tunings of our spirits. Constant reflection and correction became a practice. The same continues, and we keep looking for weeds to pluck and improvements to sow. It is not easy to follow a spiritual mentor who is miles and miles ahead. The memory of him is the motivation for us, and we would like to share his teachings with many more. How did Bittuji view the Mahaguru's magnetic north is worth a listen.
एक अच्छा समाज देने की उन्होंने बहुत कोशिश की. वो डॉवरी के और ये शादियों के उल्टजुल्म खर्चों के खिलाफ थे. इवन उन्होंने मेरे भाइयों की शादी, पप्पू भैया है हमारे सरदार जी, बड़े हैं मेरे से, उनकी हमारी शादियां उन्होंने सिर्फ स्थान के ऊपर एक रुपया भी नहीं ना लेने दिया ना खर्च करने दिया. जो लंगर बना हुआ उसमें शादियां कराई. गुरु जी कहते थे कि बेटा हम समाज के अंदर ऐसा एग्जाम्पल खड़ा करके जाए कि कल किसी को लड़कियां या किसी को ये ना लगे कि ये बोझ. और सेकंडली सबसे बड़ी बात थी, वो कहते हैं कि जिसने अपनी आपको लड़की दे दी उसने आपको सब कुछ दे दिया. कहते हैं सबसे बड़ा दान जो होता है कन्यादान होता है. और गुरु जी की कृपा से गुरु जी ने हमें सद्बुद्धि दी. और सबसे बड़ा ये था कि गुरु जी का जो महत्व था वो ये था कि आप जन सेवा, मतलब उनका ये था कि जो लोग गुड़गांव स्थान पर नहीं, इवन वो कहते थे कि आपको कहीं बाहर भी मिलता है कोई जो उस सेवा के, पब्लिक सेवा के प्रति जो उनका रुझान था, वो कहते थे कि जो आपका पाठ करते हैं वो एक लिमिट तक है लेकिन सेवा की कोई लिमिट नहीं है. आप जितना उस सेवा के प्रति अपने आप को समर्पित करोगे आपको ऊपर वाला उतना ही आपके साथ, क्योंकि आपके उसके जो जन जो उसके प्राणी है उनके लिए आप अपना टाइम निकाल रहे हो, वो आपके लिए टाइम निकालेगा.
माई टेक ऑन कन्यादान इज एज फॉलोज. सिंस अ वुमन बिलोंग्स टू द फैमिली ऑफ हर हस्बैंड आफ्टर मैरिज and all her obligations are to the ancestors of her husband's family, the implications are immense. Another family gave her birth and looked after her for decades, and then gifted their asset, in whom they were heavily invested, to another family. No small gift that. Gurudev was partial towards women whom he considered to be manifestations of Shakti. He advocated that we treat the ladies in our lives with care and respect. He reiterated that their positive vibrations and emotions would help us grow spiritually. The compass was easy to read, but often hard to follow. The disciples who ill-treated women encountered his wrath. He advocated spiritual advancement through the Grihastha Ashram, where Shakti was a partner. Uma Prabhu was an eager learner of Gurudev's philosophy, a silent observer and deep thinker. He summarized the concept of gunas for her in just a few sentences.
He used to tell me, you know, Putter, it's not enough. I don't know. He used to speak in Punjabi and Hindi, but the essence I'm going to tell you, he said, Putter, it is not enough that you do mantra, that you do it, but you should consciously change your conduct. You know, like there's nothing like looking at your own self and, you know, finding that this is it and then plugging those loopholes in your personality. I've been doing that constantly.
An interesting secret that I learned was that qualities can and do get magnetized. So, beware. Criticism of others magnetizes those qualities into us, making us acquire the very attributes which we criticized. When we were criticized, he would say we were being done a favor unto and should distribute mithai or sweetmeats. Though I found this hard to understand initially, I realized what he meant with practice. So I have decided to share this learning with you. An interesting yogic secret is that you will acquire the qualities of that upon which you meditate. If you want courage, meditate on the lion. For speed, meditate on the horse. For strength, meditate on an elephant. And so on and so forth. I decided I would meditate on him, for he was my destination. His qualities, my aspiration. His nature, my ambition. If you ask me, I think it did bring about a change in my disposition. I have learned to think like him, at least partially, if not fully. So have many of my Guru Bhais. Gurudev wanted us to become a part of the Blue Man Show. His teachings were crisp and consistent, like an artist who wanted to color our caricatures in blue. But if only we did not block the strokes. His insistence was on fair play and best practices. Further, he wanted us to be debt-free and not accept obligations and favors. Givers and not takers were we to be. Bittuji adds,
उन्होंने हमेशा हमें यही एक बात कही, बोला बेटा कि जो भी बोलो सत्य बोलो, किसी से डरने की जरूरत नहीं है, जो होना है वो होके रहेगा, जो आपके सामने प्रॉब्लम है उसको फेस करना उन्होंने हमें सिखाया।
राजपाल जी वाज द रेसिपिएंट ऑफ हिज यूनिक टीचिंग्स। दो ही वाज कॉट अनअवेयर्स, ही रियलाइज्ड द डेप्थ विद विच हिज गुरु लुक्ड एट थिंग्स। फॉर हिम इट वाज एन इनसाइट इनटू द इनकंसीवेबल। हिज लर्निंग्स फॉलो।
सिंगापुर जाने का प्रोग्राम बना था मेरा एक बार। गुरु जी को मैंने प्रोग्राम तो बता दिया था सारा कि मैं सिंगापुर जा रहा हूँ। नेक्स्ट डे मेरी फ्लाइट थी और मैंने गुरु जी के पास जाके आशीर्वाद लेना था, तो गुरु जी ने बड़े एक टॉन्टिंग वे में बोला, तो आज मेरा बेटा दुनिया को धोखा देने के लिए जा रहा है। मैं गुरु जी मैं तो गुरु जी कोई धोखा नहीं दिया, किसी नहीं दिया तो देने जा रहा है। भाई मैं किस गुरु जी, वो सिंगापुर तो जा रहा था गुरु जी, मैं तो वो फैक्ट्री देखने जा रहा हूँ, उसमें एक डाई है, एक मशीन है जो सिंक बनाती है, एक ही शीट में ड्रेन बोर्ड भी और एक ही सिंक में, एक ही शीट में ड्रेन बोर्ड भी और बाउल भी बन जाता है। आज तक जो हम फैक्ट्री में गुरुजी बनाते हैं, सिंक अलग बनाते हैं, ड्रेन बोर्ड अलग बनाते हैं, उन दोनों को जोड़ते हैं तो उसको ड्रेन बोर्ड सिंक बोलते हैं। मैंने सुना है कि सिंगापुर में एक फैक्ट्री है, वहां पर ऐसी डाई है, ऐसा टूल है जो एक ही शीट में दोनों चीजें बनाता है, वेल्डिंग की जरूरत नहीं है। तो फिर तो वो देखने जा रहा है जी गुरुजी, पर तूने उनको ये थोड़े कहा है कि तू वो देखने जा रहा है, तूने तो यही कहा है ना उनको कि मैं एक बायर हूँ, मैं 10,000 सिंह खरीदूंगा आपसे तो वो एयरपोर्ट पे तेरे को लेने आएंगे ना। गुरु जी आपको सारा पता है, आपको तो मुझे सारा पता है, पर गुरु जी इसमें मैंने उनको धोखा क्या दिया? कहते धोखा नहीं दिया, तूने उनका दिल भी तोड़ा है, क्योंकि तूने सिंह खरीदने नहीं है, इससे उसका दिल टूटेगा, उनको दुख होगा, और तू सिर्फ देखने के लिए जा रहा है, और वो तेरे लिए अरेंजमेंट कर रहे हैं, एयरपोर्ट के ऊपर गाड़ियां भेज रहे हैं, ये तू धोखा दे रहा है। मैंने कहा गुरु जी 101% तू, पर मुझे गुरु जी दाई बनानी आती नहीं है, एक ही दाई जिसमें बहु भी बन जाए, देनबर भी बीच में, मुझे आती नहीं बनानी। तो गुरु जी ने बोला बेटा मैं बता, ऐसे छाती के आपात में बोला था, मैंने अपना ट्रिप कैंसिल किया एट द सेम मोमेंट। 15 दिन के बाद बड़ा वीरवार था, बड़ी भीड़ थी लोगों की, तो जब मेरी बारी खत्म हुई तो मैं आके एक बेड पर लेटा, ये छोटा कमरा ना स्थान के सामने जहाँ पर हम लेट थे, उस बेड के आके मैं लेट गया सोने के लिए। मुझे नहीं पता मैं सो रहा था मगर मैं जाग भी नहीं रहा था। मेरे मन में वो जो थॉट था वो डाइट कैसी होनी चाहिए, डाइट का पूरा नक्शा डायमेंशन के साथ, कर्वेचर के साथ, रेडियस के साथ मेरे सामने। मैंने आंखें खोली, मैं तो वहां गुड़गांव में था, आंखें खोली तो दीवारें दीवारें थी, फिर मैंने फिर आंखें बंद कर ली, फिर वो नक्शा आ गया डाई। टोटल ड्राइंग ऑफ दैट डाई वाज बिफोर मी बट व्हेन माय आईज वर क्लोज्ड एंड व्हेन आई ओपन्ड माय आईज एवरीथिंग वाज वैनिश्ड। मैं फैक्ट्री में गया अगले दिन और अपने फॉरमैन को बुलाया, मैंने बोला रतन सिंह जी ये डाई ऐसी बनानी है। डिस्कशन के बाद रतन सिंह जी कह रहे हैं बाबू जी ये तो डाई का कोई डिजाइन ही नहीं है, आप मजाक कर रहे हो, आप तो खुद टेक्निकल हो। मैं कह रतन सिंह जी डिजाइन तो यही है। कहते बाबू जी थोड़ी उम्र होगी ऐसे कोई 45-46 साल दी, 45 साल दी। तो बाबू जी मेरी उम्र आज 70 साल दी है, तो मैंने 45 साल का काम करते हो गए ना, कोई डिजाइन नहीं बाबू जी। मैं कहा रतन सिंह जी बनानी तो है, बनाई तो है। तो रतन सिंह ने बोला कि बाबू जी 50,000 रुपये का नुकसान हो जाएगा। तो मैंने कहा रतन सिंह जी मैंने 50,000 रुपये बचा के रखा इसी काम के लिए, इस तजुर्बे के लिए। तो रतन सिंह जी ने हमारे कहने के मुताबिक डाई बनानी शुरू। पहली स्ट्रोक में विनर, डाई बनाने के बाद प्रेस पर बांधी, मशीन पर बांध दिया, उसका सिंग ड्रॉ किया, इन वन स्ट्रोक रिजल्ट ओके। माई गॉड, ये गुरु जी इंजीनियर भी हैं और उन्होंने मुझे ये ट्रेनिंग ऐसे नहीं दी, ट्रेनिंग ऐसे नहीं दी उन्होंने मुझे डाई का पूरा नक्शा गुड़गांव में दिया था जब मैं सो रहा था।
नॉर्मली द महागुरु वुड इंजीनियर नॉट द सिंक बट द फ्लोट। A lot of his time was spent in training his disciples and teaching them how to motivate others. Our divinity to us was a secret. It was caged within. He would put key to lock and unleash it. Observe, assess, and overhaul were his recommendation. I have always admired Rajpal ji's lovely long ears. I wonder if they were adjusted by Gurudev. Some of us were lucky to be reprimanded by him. That helped to expand our spiritual growth and steer us on the right path. Different reading shown by the same compass to Rajpal ji.
मैं अपने गुरुजी के पास गया, उन्होंने मेरे सिर पे हाथ रखे, मुझे आशीर्वाद जैसे वो देते थे उन्होंने दिया। जैसे मैं खड़ा हुआ बड़ा खुशी खुशी तो कहने लगे राजे पर तू आज पर अपने फैक्ट्री के वर्कर को गालियां निकाल के आया है। टेलीफोन नहीं था, कम्युनिकेशन का कोई इंतजाम नहीं था, कोई मैसेंजर भी नहीं था। मैं कहा गुरु जी वो आपको किसने बताया? उन्होंने बोला मैं तेरा गुरु हूँ, मैं जब चाहू पलट के तेरे को देख सकता हूँ, तो मेरा मूड है। तो मैंने देखा मेरा गुरु जी आप ही ऐसा कर सकते हैं, मैंने पहले कभी नहीं सुना कि मैं दिल्ली में एक कर्म कर रहा हूँ और आप मुझे देख रहे हैं। गुरु जी मैं उसका रीजन बता देता हूँ कि मैं गाली क्यों दी थी, क्योंकि आप मुझसे नाराज ना हो, उसने ना नुकसान कर दिया था गुरु जी, गलती कर दी थी। तो गुरु जी कहने लगे नुकसान और गलती से बेटा सबसे होती ही है, कोई ऐसा पुरुष नहीं जिसे नुकसान या गलती ना हो, पर वो तेरा एक तो काम करता है, तेरी चीजें बनाता है, तेरी सिंक बनाता है फैक्ट्री के अंदर, और ऊपर से उसे गालियां देता है। मैं थोड़ा उसमें आ गया, मैं कहा गुरु जी वो काम की तनख्वाह लेता है उसे। तो गुरु जी ने बोला राजे तनख्वाह वो अपने भाग्य की लेता है, यू आर बाउंड टू गिव एंड ही सपोज टू टेक। वो जो कर्म कर रहा है तेरी फैक्ट्री में तेरा माल बनाता है जिसमें तेरे को बेटा प्रॉफिट होता है और तेरी गाड़ियां और तेरे घर बनते हैं, वो उसका कर्म है, तेरे ऊपर एहसान है। माई गॉड, ऐसा तो मैंने कभी नहीं सुना। एक फैक्ट्री का वर्कर जो है वो अपने फैक्ट्री के मालिक पर एहसान कर रहा है काम करके, क्योंकि उसका सामान बनाएगा। मेरे गुरु जी बोला हाँ बेटा।
He helped inspire a sea change in Ashok Bhalla's personality. He subtracted the three A's of Ashok Ji's attitude, namely anger, arrogance, and aggression. There still remained plenty of A's in Ashok Bhalla's name, so I guess he was hardly a loser.
Normally, people avoid troubles. I always look for the troubles. I used to look for the troubles.
So were you one of those types who were physically very aggressive to people?
Yes, I was. I was quite aggressive.
So how much transformation has taken place?
Yes. There is a tremendous amount of transformation, not only about the violence and the anger and all these things. There is overall transformation. The different perspective is there now to look at the things. My response to the different situation is now very different than earlier.
How did you achieve this transformation?
Thinking pattern, which was how really to respond to the situation. After I met Guruji on my second meeting, he told me, "Put to gussa karna chhod." I said, "Theek hai, I'll stop getting angry." Next time I went there, he asked me, "Could you control your anger?" I thought for a while, I said, no, I could not. During this last meeting and this meeting, in 5-6 days, I have hit so many people.
Hit so many people.
I said, I'll try. I could never lie. Same thing was repeated, but I could not help. Only thing is that the duration of hitting somebody was increased. Earlier used to be very frequent, like it came to weeks, months, 2 months, like that. But it did not completely stop. Then after about 3 years, I felt very bad, very humiliated. That why do you have to ask me again and again, and I have to cut a very sorry finger. I made up my mind that now onwards, come what may, I will not lift my hand on anybody. And I was very successful.
So Guruji inspired you for this?
He didn't say anything. He only used to ask me, "Gussa nahi aata, control kitna?"
He never lectured you?
He never lectured. But the way he would ask you, or there was something beyond asking only, which I cannot really pinpoint what was it. But that inspired me to control my anger. Then I was very happy for about 3 months. I didn't pick any quarrel. After three or four months. And during that period, Guruji never asked me to put some gussa kari anda. Otherwise, he was all the time, every time asking me. That period, he never asked me. And I wanted him to ask for I could say. So then after 3 or 4 months, incident, very unfortunate incident happened. I couldn't help, somebody stolen a thing. I was trying to talk to him nicely to give that back to me. I needed it very bad. He wouldn't listen, I lost my anger. I didn't hit him much, but I hit him. Then I said, no, I should not have. I made a mistake. I came back to my office. And I was feeling very sorry. Suddenly I realized, because of this man, my whole tapasya of 5-6 months have gone to waste. I went back to hit you out of it. I hit him like nobody's business. And there was an iron rod over there. I picked up to hit him. But suddenly I felt somebody has holding my hand. I just got stuck. And I just looked back, there was nobody behind me, and there was wall behind me. So nobody had really done it. But with that very action, I was completely drawn and very guilty. So I came back to my office. I got the man treated, everything. No, that's not important. In the evening, I went to the stand. So that very day, the moment I opened the door, Guruji asked me, "Put some gussa nahi anda." I was so much used to this ki obsessed ki ab nahi aata, ab nahi aata. So I said nahi. But immediately said nahi Guruji, but there were too many people. I said all right, I'll go to him and explain him. Yeah, I lost my temper today. So he made me sit there for quite some time. I tried to talk to him, but he ignored it. Then when everybody has left, he still ignored it. When I tried to talk, he put the finger on the lips for me to keep quiet. Later, after maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, he said, if somebody in your presence and you are looking at it, takes out some cash from your cash box. And then when you ask him, have you taken cash out of it? And he says, no, I have not. Then you forget it. You only believe in what he is saying.
Wow.
First, I couldn't understand what really Guruji is trying to communicate to me. But immediately I realized that this is what had happened today. I hit that person because he said, no, I have not stolen. I knew he had stolen. Because there were circumstances, evidence, the other staff members were telling me, it is he only. And I knew he has stolen. But he said, even if you see with your eyes, and if the person denies, that was the day I promised, really from now onwards, my way of thinking will be this one and no other.
Did it work finally?
No, it's working till date.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm sticking to it. In fact, I'm not sticking to it. In fact, that has become my personality now.
This is how the monster became a minstrel and now a muse of my amusement. Giri Lalwani was another who was taught a lesson by Gurudev. He tried his best to duck, but then how do you duck a Yorker? An interesting story narrated by the man himself.
एक्चुअली क्या हुआ, मैं फैक्ट्री डेली जाता हूँ तो फैक्ट्री जाके वहाँ पर कोई वर्कर ने मिस्टेक करी और मैंने उसको थप्पड़ मार दी. तो मैं उसके बाद जैसे रात को घर पे आया तो दरवाजे पे मेरी सिस्टर थी, कहती है गुरुजी का फोन है. तो मैंने फोन बात करी गुरुजी से, प्रणाम किया. उन्होंने बोला, हाँ पुत्र अभी तो हम बहुत बड़े वड्डे हो गए. अगर गुरुजी समझ नहीं आई वड्डे का मतलब की बेटा, हम तो अभी हम बहुत अमीर हो गए, हम गरीबों को मार सकते हैं, छोटे छोटे आदमी वर्कर है उनको मार सकते हैं. चल बेटा कोई बात नहीं, पुत्रा कोई बात नहीं, तेरी मैं तेरी ये बांह को फ्रैक्चर कर दूंगा. आई सेड गुरुजी अभी गलती हो गई. कहते हैं पुत्र निकल गया मुंह से. सो यू नो आई ठीक है, अभी गॉड ब्लेस, और कोई तो चारा आए नहीं. एनीवे आई हैंडल द फोन. तो तीन दिन में फैक्ट्री गया ही नहीं इसकी डर की वजह से कि मेरी बांह टूटने वाली है, मेरा फ्रैक्चर होने वाला ही है. बट चौथे दिन फिर डैडी के कहने से मैं चला गया फैक्ट्री पे, और दोनों डैडी और अंकल के, फादर और अंकल के बीच में सीट में बैठ गया ताकि मेरी बांह फ्रैक्चर नहीं होनी चाहिए. तो फैक्ट्री चले गए, फिर फैक्ट्री से डैड और अंकल निकल गए ऑफिस के लिए, कालबा देवी के लिए, और मुझे वहीं छोड़ के गए. तो मुझे मेरे लिए मैसेज छोड़ के गए, तू अपने कजिन के साथ आ जाना घर पे वापस खार में. ऐसे ठीक है. फिर मैं कजिन को कॉल किया, कजिन बोलता है तू यहाँ पर आ जा और यहाँ से पिकअप करके हम तेरे को चले के चलेंगे. तो मैंने कहा ठीक है, पर वो याद तू इधर आ जाओ और कुछ मेरे साथ. गुरुजी ने बोला बांह वहां तोड़ दूंगा. कहते नहीं यार ऐसा कुछ नहीं होता है, तू आ जा स्कूटर पे. मैंने बड़ा आराम से 10 किलोमीटर पर आवर की स्पीड से मैं स्कूटर लेके जा रहा था कजिन के पास. सडनली ना एकदम कोई आई डोंट नो समथिंग हैपेंड, मैन यू नो, मैं वहां से स्कूटर से गिरा और मेरी बांह टूट गई. तो एक्चुअली मैं समझ गया कि ये तो कारनामा गुरुदेव जी का ही कराया हुआ है, और कुछ तो हो ही नहीं सकता है. तो आई फ्रैक्चर्ड माय शोल्डर लेफ्ट आर्म इन साइड. तो माय कजिन्स को फोन किया, वो आए मुझे, उन्होंने पिकअप किया. फिर आई केम होम, और घर पे जैसे मैंने बेल बजाई तो मेरी सिस्टर ने दरवाजा खोला, बोलती है गुरु जी का फोन है. तो मैंने गुरु जी से बात, गुरु जी का फोन मैंने उठाया कि हेलो गुरुजी प्रणाम. तो गुरुजी कहते हैं आप पुत्रा क्या हुआ. मैं क्या गुरुजी आपने जो करना था खरीद दिया, अपनी बांह तोड़ी दी थी. कहते मैं सोच रहा था कितने दिन में बकरे की मां खैर मनाएगी. 3 दिन तक तूने क्या समझा कि ऐसे ही होता है क्या. तो तू पुत्रा गुरु बनाना कोई आसान काम थोड़ी है. तो ये बातें ये इंसिडेंट मेरे साथ हो चुका है.
कृष्ण मोहन जी फ्रॉम दुर्गापुर शेयर्स विद अस सम ऑफ द डायरेक्शंस दैट ही गॉट फ्रॉम गुरुदेव.
तो आपको गुरुदेव ने क्या सिखाया.
अब तुम मेरे पास आ गए, अब बेटा तुमको हम जो देंगे वही तुमको खाना है. वो तो गलत बोल गए. हम तुमको आशीर्वाद देते हैं कि तुम अपने लिए कभी कुछ मत मांगोगे, और तुम जो भी खाओगे अपनी कमाई का ही खाओ, चाहे वो एक मुट्ठी चना हो। कि आज 40 इयर्स हो गए हमको गुरुजी के पास से जुड़े हुए, और 40 इयर्स पहले जो अवस्था थी और आज के डेट में इस तारीख में भी, आज भी कभी भी मन में ये नहीं होता है कि मैं गुरुजी से कुछ अपने लिए मांगा भी है तो इस स्थान के लिए, भक्तों के लिए।
द नेक्स्ट क्वेरी इज टू गिरी लालवानी, व्हाट डिड ही लर्न फ्रॉम गुरुदेव अबाउट हार्मनी विद नेचर एंड इट्स एलिमेंट्स?
He used to say ki plant trees, do cultivation, plant trees, save earth. In fact, he didn't say it directly to save earth, but he used to do cultivation. He used to tell us ki beta zameen hai khareedo, uspe cultivation karo, and he used to take me to farmhouse and make me plant trees. He never allowed me to hit any animal, to kill any animal, like the dogs. He used to ask me to rear dog. That also black dog, especially. And he used to tell me never kick the dogs and all this. That's a message from Gurudev ji. Live in harmony.
As nature and its elements react with a consciousness of their own, I guess there are two sides to a coin. In Devraj's case, hurting nature had a recoil. Nature seems to have hurt him back. Can this really happen? Devraj will tell.
Now we'll go to the very unusual experience, Devraj, that you've had with nature. And if you can please explain that to us.
So this has been one of the most intriguing experiences of my life. And at some point of time, I have learned to correlate it with the concept of consciousness and the concept of healing. So I'm going to share it with you in that context. Periodically we go to Lonavala, where we have a home. And the home has a very vast garden with a lot of trees. And, I used to take it upon myself to ensure that the trees were well taken care of. But also that the society or the compound was neat and clean. And one of the aspects this involved was ensuring that the trees were well trimmed. So on one such trip, 5 or 6 years back, I noticed that one of the trees required a significant amount of trimming. It was also attracting a lot of insects, and hence all the more necessary is what I felt. So I caught hold of the local gardener. And I very intricately explained to him as to how he should go about trimming this tree, which was all fine. He agreed to do exactly as what I said. I in fact stood there and got it done myself. But the next morning when I got up, I realized I'd been bitten all over my body. Until we came back after 2 or 3 weeks, and I noticed that there were some creepers that were out of line in the society compound. So again, I caught hold of the gardener. And I told him that he should trim these creepers so that they don't climb on the tube lights and cause any other issues. Sure enough, he did as I asked him to. And again, the next morning, I got up and I realized I had been bitten all over my body. Now, this time I found it weird because, we'd already stayed a couple of nights in Lonavala. And I wondered why the bed bugs would wait for 48 hours to start biting me. And I began to wonder as to whether if this had anything to do with the trees I requested to get trimmed. I let it be because, we left for Bombay a couple of days later. But when I came back to Lonavala the third time, I thought I have to test this out, this correlation with nature or the correlationship with consciousness. And I made it a point without noticing anything to take the gardener along with me and ask him to trim a particular tree. And as he did that, I could feel a weird sensation in my body, which I can't explain, more like a tingling sensation. And sure enough, the next morning that I got up, I was bitten all over my body. I realized somewhere that this has got something to do with my instructions to the gardener to trim the trees. So I went to the tree I had asked to get trimmed. I folded my hands and I sought its forgiveness, promising never to do this again. And so strong is this connection with nature that, you know, just a couple of maybe 2 or 3 years back, I was taking an evening walk in Lonavala in the complex, and this time the gardener mentioned to me as to how the snakes come in all the palm trees because of the way the greenery is camouflaged. And I instinctively told him that he should trim the palm tree. And I realized that I'm feeling a sensation in my left hand. And I corrected myself, maybe bit my lip, and told him, ki, don't tell me anything about trees and what you're going to be doing, whether you're trimming them or whether they are leading the snakes to come or anything like that, because I can have no role to play in obstructing its nature.
Did nature bite Devraj in the form of bed bugs? Or did Devraj's higher consciousness want to teach him a lesson? Did his Atma punish itself? These questions are not easy to fathom, and the answers are even harder to decipher. I do believe this story has deeper meanings and uncanny teachings. I asked Ravi Trehanji about Gurudev's views on death. He shares what he learned.
What do you think his view on death?
Frankly, whatever interaction I had with him, death, according to him, was something that does not exist, really. It's just the 5 tattvas disintegrate. That's exactly what he meant by the death.
This is what he meant, or you think he meant?
That's what he has shared in simple and straight words any number of times, that death as such does not exist. And he has proved it on number of occasions by showing certain instances of our past lives to indicate there has been a continuity. And then there has been no break as such.
What Gurudev made me realize was that the afterlife was a continuum, but a different vibration and a much more subtle form. By making me have several out-of-the-body experiences, he made me see the variations between the gross body and the subtle one. The learning was that this physical incarnation, though far more cumbersome, was one of greater magnetic qualities. It needed to play the role of the workhorse for the subtle one. It needed to evolve in power, quality, and realizations. Using this body like he did could lead to the improvement of one's long-term status in the universe. A one-liner from Dr. Shankar Narayan follows. 5 words that can become 5 chapters in explanation. Do listen to what he has to say with rapt attention.
You can become Shiva yourself. You can become Shiva yourself. You can become Shiva yourself. This is what he told.
This was not an error of editing, just repetition and re-repetition for effect. What sounds like a nice sentence from the good book was something Gurudev had attained and hence had the right to recommend. Unfortunately for most of us at that time, it was a quote to share, but not one we believed was meant for us to achieve. Though the compass was pointing in the right direction, we had not learned how to align the N with the arrow. After hundreds of experiences and years of contemplation on his teachings, we are now open to the idea that the chameleon in us can certainly turn blue. Finally, after multiple slips and stumbles, we have started seeing divinity within ourselves, with an immense desire to share our screen with others. An intellectual mind that has been exposed to or has been in the acquaintance of an evolved being would not like the journey to end. The hope is for generation after generation to take up the mantle of helping and healing others, thereby evolving to higher rungs on the spiritual ladder. History is replete with great saints who had no more than just a few generations of evolved disciples, thereafter becoming objects of reverence and inspiration to religion. Unfortunately, most religious heads cannot emulate the experiences of their masters and merely parrot their teachings. To this end, I pray that Gurudev will not switch off the button and pull the plug on training and harnessing the potential of spiritual growth and accomplishments. Uma Prabhu echoes my sentiment.
So now that he has passed on, at least at the physical level, and he has left behind lots of followers, devotees and disciples and people who believe strongly in him and who have acquired so many, you know, spiritual assets that he helped them to acquire. So what should be the follow-up now? How do you think we should take this forward, or should we just remember him with reverence and pray and do our personal sadhana?
I think we should take forward the legacy. So what Gurudev, that whole ocean of gyan, it's still there, and all of us have partaken from that. And I think it is very necessary that more and more people know about it. You know, everything is a relay race. We give the beta that needs to be taken forward.
Beautifully put.
No? A compass shows you the straight north, no matter where you turn. If you go off track, it guides you back. The challenge is to trust the compass and not the vagaries of misdirection. Gurudev's teachings appear in various podcasts of this series. An extraction will be your jigsaw to piece together. This audio biography has a lot for you to learn and much more for you to unlearn. He was and is the leading light who made the path easier to follow. Let's walk the path he forged together. सुने सब रास्ते पड़े हुए थकां से चूर सुने सब रास्ते पड़े हुए थकां से चूर राही कौन बताएगा मंजिल कितनी दूर मंजिल कितनी दूर